White. Avondale, New South Wales, Australia. March 13th, 1896. Dear son Willie, we received your letter last evening. I hardly know what to reply to the proposition of purchasing the outfit of Brother McCullough. If the horse is sound and the carriage is strong, then the outfit would be what I want. If the carriage is the one he purchased in Ashfield and has toggled up, it is unfitted to drive on these roads, and I want no useless lumber in carriages. I was cheated out of getting the carriage that was Byron's, which had excellent strong wheels. If you have examined the carriage thoroughly and understandingly recommend it to me to purchase, that ends the matter. If you have given it merely a casual glance, I will wait till I know more about it. I am in need of just such a carriage, if sound. If not, I do not want it. If typewriter is all right, not in need of repair, I will buy it. I had a very hard night last night. I sent for Brethren Prescott and Rousseau to come up and see me. Connell brought them up. Then I had Willie McKnight come into your office room, and I laid out before these brethren the course Willie was pursuing, working underhanded, deceiving, falsifying. But what was worse was that he had entangled himself with the Bevans family and was hiding matters from us. I knew, for the Lord had presented the matter to me in figures, and I would not confess for him. He must do this for himself. Well, he would not open his lips. We talked. I pled with him for 1 hour. Then we prayed. Still, not a word. After praying, he confessed he had done wrong and meant to change his course and to follow Christ. I told him his resolutions were good, but he had something to confess. He knew exactly what to confess, and he had acted a deceptive, hypocritical course, and now his only chance was to open his heart to the impressions of the Spirit of God and clean out this unclean thing by making full confession. After pleading with him some time, I said, "Now, I dare not remain longer. I have no strength to continue this work. I leave you with Brethren Prescott and Rousseau. I want you to be open and frankly confess your sins, which God knows and which I know." The brethren labored with him some time. I think it was 2 hours. I was so burdened I could not sleep. At length, Prescott came and told me he had confessed he had committed adultery with one of the Bevans girls, and he knew not what to do now. I go down this morning to take letters to the mail, and will then return, and go down at noon for Sister Rousseau. Team is at the door. May as well. Mother.